It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back, Pharrell, coast to coast. Hour number two on a Monday. Carver, I, and Joe Ranieri in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here. Big hour coming up, of course. We're going to finish off the NFL. We've got Davis Maddock with the lion's share, and then we will start to get into the college football playoff and the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee making their big selections. Somebody was going to be upset, that's for sure, after they were done on yesterday. Before we continue to roll, we must always tell you that you need to get the new Sports Grid app. Why? Because it's awesome. That's why. It's everything you could ever possibly want from an app. You can track scores and live odds. You could stay up to speed on all the latest content from your favorite host. You could watch or listen to the network. That's right. You can watch SportsGrid. You can listen to SportsGrid Radio live, even Carver and Lisi, which airs weeknights at 8 p.m. East. So you can absolutely do that. It is available now both at the iOS and the Play stores. The Sports Grid app, go and get it. You're going to want it. Make sure you follow Joe Ranieri on there, too, so you get all the clips of him throughout the entire week. It is smarter to be on Sports Grid. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch to find all the places that you can watch us. All right, Joe, let's roll on here. The Dolphins went into D.C. against the football team yesterday. Bad weather, who cares? They absolutely smoked them. You had a couple of long touchdown passes from Tua to Tyreek Hill. Let's give you the first one here on Fox yesterday.
Running back against the linebacker, Achane against Davis, top of the formation. Tua lofts it. Tyreek Hill on cue. You're not going to catch him, are you?
No.
Touchdown. Explosive Miami play for 78 and a score.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Joe Ranieri in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Sports Byline. Great to have everybody with us. 45-15, Joe, way over the over with the 49.5. No problem covering the 9.5 for the Fish. Say this about them. They're 9-3. When they've played bad teams, they've taken care of business. They have a couple times they hadn't covered the Raiders out of the bye, but for the most part, Joe, when they've played these awful teams, they have smashed them.
Well, then they'll continue to do that probably right through an AFC East title into the playoffs. But it was a different spot from the standpoint of we needed to see it outside of South Beach. We needed to see it in weather and the element on the road, against and listen, Tyreek Hill is an absolute beast. I mean, the season this guy is having is epic here on so many different levels. But the thing that nobody's talking about, which I think will come more and more into light for people, is this defense is no joke. And Vic Fangio has got all his pieces in place here. That secondary, good luck. The front, now they lost Phillips, but my goodness, this is a defense that is clamping down on people, making it very difficult for you to be able to beat them on any explosive plays. And yet they've got Tyreek Hill, the most explosive player in the NFL. This is a matchup nightmare for a lot of teams that may be playing in January.
And they've only got two more weeks of this, Joe. Two more weeks to fatten up. They play the Titans and the Jets the next 2 weeks because they finish Cowboys, Ravens, Bills, their final three games. And we know what the thing with them has been this year. The three times that they have played better teams, you could say, they lost, which was Eagles, Chiefs, and Bills earlier this year. And I know the Bills are 6-6, but the Dolphins never beat the Bills. ever. Mm-mm. So that's why it is such a big deal that they would be facing them. And the Bills could be playing for a playoff spot that final game of the year down in Miami. All right, the Bucks hanging around, I guess you could say, in the NFC South. Why? Because the NFC South is awful. That's why. It was a big win for them to get to 5-7. Did you know, Joe, that Chris Godwin hadn't scored a touchdown all year until yesterday? And he didn't even catch it. He had to run for it on CBS.
That's Godwin. Godwin's going to take it. Godwin's going to get the first down. He slips a tackle inside the five toward the pylon. Touchdown, Buccaneers. 19 yards for Godwin. It's his second rush of the year. It's his first touchdown of the year.
Fire the cannons, Joe. Bucks are in it. 5-7. They're only a game back, and they play the Falcons this week. Anything can happen.
Who knew? Just throw the ball up and let Mike Evans catch it. Shocker. I don't know what took you so long to figure that out there, Baker. But, yeah it works. He's still pretty good here. Also has another contract possibly coming up. But, hey, listen, the division stinks, but they're very much alive with an opportunity to win it. And that's really all that matters at this point. So I give them credit. They're doing enough here to be able to stay in contention this late in the season. I didn't see it happening.
Only one game out. And here's the thing with all these teams, the Saints, the Falcons, and the Bucks, they all play similar schedules. You know, they play each other and then they play other bad teams. Like they play the Panthers again, they play each other. So the three of them are all kind of in it. Because of that, because they're going to have a chance to play the other ones, you can't really call them out. The Chargers did go across country and beat the Patriots yesterday. 6-0 was the final in a very wet and rainy Foxborough. What a dreadful game. We're still trying to figure out. We're going to take a poll. What game was worse, this one or the Jet-Falcon game? We'll discuss in a moment. I do vote for this one. It was impossible. And here's Bill Belichick afterwards, Joe. And I think I said this at the top. If there's a guy who needs 6 to 8 weeks just solid away from all civilization, an island, lots of booze, it's this guy. Here's Bill after another loss.
Bill, how surprised are you at the lack of production from the offense?
I don't know.
What do you identify as maybe some of the missteps, that have contributed to the offense not producing this season?
Yeah, I just answered that question, Mike.
No, you said I don't know.
I guess I'm trying to figure.
We're doing the season review. We're talking about the game. Game's just over. Happy to talk about the game. I made my comments on it. I'm not gonna get into a full season review if that's what you're asking. No.
I think the reason I was asking is it's just hard to fathom how the offense has dipped from where we saw it at the end of last year, and this is the way we communicate with you to fans who are curious the same question.
Yeah, I just told you what I thought about the game. We moved the ball, didn't make enough plays to score, got into scoring range, and weren't able to convert those into points.
Now, look, Joe, I have fun with this because, honestly, this guy spent 20 years just making my life miserable when it comes to the NFL. Yeah. So, it'll never make up for all that. He's the greatest of all time, blah, 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 blah. I'm loving every minute of this, Joe. I love it. I love watching this every week. I think it's great.
Goes around, comes around, and, boy, it's come around in a big way for the Patriots and Bill Belichick. But you got to love his answer. It's not like he was lying. We moved the ball when we didn't make enough plays and we couldn't score. That's pretty much it.
What do you want me to do? I got an awful football team. I mean, I picked the players, so it's kind of my fault also. But, it is what it is. Coast to coast, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Joe Ranieri in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, before we get to tonight's game, Joe, let's clean up these last few. Lions beat the Saints 33-28. They actually had to sweat this one a lot more than they should have. They were up 21-0 like 5 minutes into the game, and they let the Saints come all the way back in this one. Carr did leave another concussion for him. He was remembering concussion protocol a couple weeks ago as well. He is back in that now this week. Here is Dan Campbell afterwards. Hey, it's not always going to be easy.
No, it wasn't ideal. You don't always want it to be that way. But my guy, man, to be able to hang in there and, you know, they're able to come back and then and we can we just answer back and then we're able to close it out. I mean, it's a hell of a win now. I'm not going to take that away from us.
9-3 now, Joe, are the Detroit Lions as they sit. So same record with the 49ers, one game back of the Eagles, those top three spots in the NFC.
Yeah, and it looks like they got themselves a franchise tight end, too, because LaPorta is just out of his mind, this kid. That's a heck of a combination, 9 for $140 and a touchdown here. You're right, that was a game in which when you score 21 points in 7 minutes to start the game, you would think there should be no sweat involved there, but give credit to New Orleans for never quitting, but at the same time, let's also realize that, this Dennis Allen team, Dennis Allen as a head coach, Carr, I mean, you put it all together, these aren't exactly great covering teams here, and they are not one of them. So good luck with Jameis moving forward because Carr's probably not playing again.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. I know that Adam Kaplan was telling me last week, like, he has to be the quarterback next year or else their captain's like $45 million or something like that. Whether he doesn't come back this year or not, next year is going to be Derek Carr again down in New Orleans for the Saints, and returns have not been good so far, that's for sure. I saved the best for last, Joe. Falcons beat the Jets 13-8 at MetLife. Mafia somehow sat through it, not sure how. I'll give you the one Jet positive. Their third safety of the year. They have more than anyone else in the NFL. Their third safety, they took Tim Boyle out. They put Trevor Siemian in. Didn't get much better. And on the Falcons side of things, they're no good either, Joe. They actually, they tried to lose the game, I felt like. Like, if the Falcons were playing anyone with even remotely any kind of offense, they would have lost that game. That's how bad the Falcons are, despite leading that division at 6-6. Here is Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson. Last year, Jets did a similar thing. Middle of November, basically didn't win a game the rest of the way. It's like deja vu all over again.
I mean, you know. I mean, I want to say it's deja vu. You know, I felt like we were in a good spot. I know I'm not the same player. You know, I feel like I have a lot more to give, and as far as the result, maybe. But you know, I don't say it wouldn't say it feels the same.
There you go, Joe, with that. And I did want to give you this note for the Jets. Apparently, the Jets want to go back to Zach Wilson this week. But according to a report earlier today, he is reluctant to stepping back in. The team is discussing more steps. Then the next report says Aaron Rodgers reached out to Wilson in an effort to advise him to resume the starter role, but at the time, Wilson remained apprehensive due to perceived injury risk, per sources. The Jet offensive line is pathetic. There's no doubt about that. Sala then got up there about a half an hour ago and said, there's no truth to that whatsoever. If Zach would play, if we were picking him to play, and blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of snowballing, Joe. Like, it's a bad enough year as it is that now you got to deal with all this nonsense over the final 5 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, listen, is he going to be that good for you? I don't blame him. Like, I got better things to do. You've made your decision. You went with Boyle and Siemian and you removed me. Now you want to put me back in after you realize that Boyle and Siemian are hot trash. Like, you know, in that line, I got better things to do. I don't blame him. You know, I mean, he's going to be picked up by somebody else if he wants to have a career in the NFL. I wouldn't waste one more minute, you know, doing anything for the New York Jets at this point. Plus, he's being paid on a rookie scale. So it's not like they're paying him $100 million.
Right. Yeah, these guys usually get, Joe, one more crack somewhere else, right? Even though if you're a flame out, top five, top 10 pick, there's going to be somebody around the league who says, I can fix him. He's got talent. I can make him better.
Of course.
Whatever the situation is. And I'm sure Zach Wilson's going to get that at some point this offseason. I mean, I didn't think there was any way they'd bring him back after last year. but they did. So
he wasn't supposed to play.
When it, I know, I know, but he did.
You know,
he did. Unfortunately, he did.
Terrible.
Super Bowl odds. I wanted to flash these for you. Mm. The Niners are now the clear favorite at the top of the charts. In fact, +325 now, Joe. Significant favorite. Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens, Dolphins, Dallas, Detroit, Jacksonville. That's like the split right there. It's basically the book, right, Joe, saying these are the eight teams. There's clearly a tier up here with obviously Niners, Chiefs, and Eagles. And then there's that second tier that includes Dallas, Miami, Baltimore. And then after it's the board's telling you, like, after that, there's nobody there, Joe.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's levels to this, and obviously there's one side of that page that is telling you everything you need to know versus the other side. Some good stories. I mean, we're at that point, though, week 14 coming up where it's still not too late to, kick it into another gear and play your best football from here on out, which might change the landscape here a little bit. But I think what you see there is exactly what we've got thus far through 13 weeks in the NFL.
It certainly has, that's for sure. All right, we have a Monday night football game tonight in Duval County in Jacksonville, Joe. That's right. It has been a long time since the Jags have been on Monday night football, and they get to change that against the Bengals. Of course, no Joe Burrow. We get Jake Browning in there tonight. We will start with Doug Peterson, not worried at all about his team not having that much primetime experience. They did play a few important games last year at night. You know, those were called playoff games, Joe. Remember those games against the Chargers and Chiefs? Those were at night. I think they're going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, that was good to have, you know, the Tennessee game on a Saturday night here. You know, the playoff game Saturday night here. Of course, you know, Kansas City, it's just big moments. We haven't had many, you know. This team we're playing has been a lot, you know, recently. So it's just how we handle that and, you know, how we approach it. But just keep things the same.
2011, Joe, last time the Jaguars were on Monday Night Football before tonight. So it's been a long time, no question about that. Going in right this moment, we have Bengals getting 10. So Jags minus 10 and 40.5 is your total.
This is a trap. I'm telling everyone right now. And I know, as somebody that's got a whole bunch of teaser legs with Jacksonville remaining, this is a trap. And I'll tell you why. Doug Peterson, 2 years in Jacksonville, they have covered 33% of their home games as a favorite under Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. And over the last 2 years, they have only won three games at home by more than 10 points. And those were all three were against division rivals. So this is this. They're not a great home cover team, and they certainly have not shown an ability with these players to win by double. They're not a double digit kind of team. This is not who Doug Peterson is. And we think they're going to run over Cincinnati, who still has something to play for. This has got trap written all over it, Carver.
I'm on the Bengals. I'm going to give you some more numbers later after I talk to Davis. Forget against the spread. They've had problems winning outright at home this year. Outright, though. We're back coast to coast right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hunt or be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. BetMGM has you ready to go. $1,500 first bet offer. This is bonus code SG1500. It is for new BetMGM Sportsbook account users. What do you got to do? Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android, or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account. Place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. If it does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. That is their $1,500 first bet offer from BetMGM. Bonus code SG1500. It is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Of course, every day we have Davis Maddock with us here on C2C. Fantasy Sports Today, Saturday mornings right here on the grid. Davis, great to have you with us as always, my man. We have a lot to do for tonight. We have a Monday Night Football game. We have two NBA games of importance, quarterfinals, in-season tournament action. Winners are going to go spend the weekend in Las Vegas, which always is a good thing, as they're trying to get themselves a fat check for winning that in-season tournament. But before we get there, one or two things from yesterday first, Davis. One, after watching the Niners completely demolish the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday afternoon, and we saw the boards, we had the BetMG odds up before, I think 3-1 now, plus 325, excuse me, for the Niners being the favorite. Unquestioned for you, Davis, nobody on their level, they're the team to beat.
Well, definitely 1 through 48, head coach, offensive coordinator, everything, I would say they're the best team. I think their combination of skill position players, Christian McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle, I don't think anyone can match that. I don't think the healthy Eagles can match that. The Ravens can't match that. I mean, Mark Andrews being banged up, I think, is a way bigger deal than the markets are making of it right now. Like, Mark Andrews is the second most important player on offense for the Ravens. And, you know, things have kind of opened up for the Ravens with the Chiefs stinking, the Bills being on the outside looking in, the Bengals dying. Like, the AFC should be easier this year than in a normal year, but not great for them. And I know Purdy's amazing. He's really good. He's going to win the MVP, I think. Well, I think whoever the one seed in the NFC, the quarterback of that team, Dallas, Philadelphia, San Francisco, whichever team it is, will win the MVP. But I Carver, I just can't shake it. I just cannot shake that, you know, biggest moment. Down, you're down a touchdown on the road or at home wherever in the NFC Conference Championship. It's probably, honestly, at this stage, it's not even fair to Purdy. It's because of all of these associations we have with Kyle Shanahan, you know, with Jimmy Garoppolo, Nick Mullins, CJ Beathard, Sam Darnold, you know, like that's just kind of how we feel about it. But I personally cannot shake that feeling. And it cost me this weekend because I did. I laid one of my bigger bets of the season on the Eagles money line. Felt pretty dumb about that one about 9 minutes in to that game. But I think you're right. I do. The 49ers are clearly the best team in the NFL.
And look, that does not mean they're going to win at all. We've obviously seen stranger things. We know this. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's no doubt about it, because I watched them lose to the Browns this year against P.J. Walker. You know, I watched them lose in Minnesota to the Vikings on Monday Night Football. So things can happen at any week, but there's no doubt about it. You said 1-48, and you add in the coordinators. They look like the best, no question. One more, the Packers. Now 6-6 after beating the Chiefs last night at home, and they have probably the easiest schedule in the NFL over the next 5 weeks, including the Giants and the Panthers, the Bears. What have you seen from Love? Are you impressed, and will they be in the playoffs? I say yes.
I mean, you have no choice but to be impressed, I think, at this stage with what Jordan Love has done. Now, am I ready to say the Packers have found their next franchise? You know, it's like you got every great quarterback in NFL history seemingly has played for the Green Bay Packers. I'm definitely not ready to go there, but I'm not in, well, they got to give up on the Jordan Love experiment and, you know, go in on one of these free agent quarterbacks or, you know, try and tank in the draft or whatever. And you want to talk about easy, like the... What a weird year in the NFL. Like, there's like two good teams, the teams who are so used to of being at the top of the standings. I mean, that game from the Chiefs last night, like, Carver, I mean, I root for the Chiefs, obviously. They get the ball back with, what was it, 5 minutes left, 4 minutes, 47 seconds or something like that. And in the old days, you know, I'm like,
no doubt
light
score.
Work. They're going down the field. Travis Kelce, 17 yards. Pacheco for 8. Mahomes will scramble for a first. They'll get one good flag that Mahomes will know how to coax out of the ref. They'll score with 37 seconds left on the clock. The defense will sack Jordan Love. Game over, no problem. They got that ball back, and I was like, this is good. They're not doing it. I mean, I do not ever remember in Mahomes' career them getting the ball back in that spot and thinking they're not going to do it. So that, man, that was, I woke up this morning cranky. My wife's like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's, I'm like, you didn't stay up to watch this game. They stink, man. They stunk last night.
I think that you just hit the nail on the head. The biggest difference between this Chief team and all the other ones for the past 6+ years is they don't have that, no doubt about it. They get the ball down a score with 2 minutes to go. They're going to get it done because they always have in the past. And this year, they're not making it happen with some of these guys that they're running out there. And Kelce, not what he's been in the past either. He just isn't the same player. Jaguars and the Bengals tonight for Monday Night Football to finish week 13. We know the deal, Davis. What is it? 13 of the 14 Monday Night Football games so far this year to the under. So, where do you want to look in terms of points in this game?
All right, I'm not going to fully capitulate to the NFL's terrible product and just start taking unders on all these primetime games. What I am going to do is I'm going to take the over on the Jacksonville Jaguars team total. So I'm going to say, Bengals, look, if you guys want to be terrible, if you want to get 6 points in this game, whatever, that's fine. The Jaguars offense, I mean, obviously they have gone through stretches where they've been like the worst. They've been like the worst red zone offense in the NFL for stretches this season. It feels like sometimes they get to the red zone and Trevor Lawrence just like completely loses his mind. But in general, this is a very strong offense. They've put up, you know, multiple 30 burgers. They've done it well against good defenses too. You know, they absolutely smoked the Titans. Kind of what's dragging their average down, absolutely just destroyed by the 49ers, a really bad loss to Kansas City all the way back in week 2. I mean, kind of knowing what we know now, like, to hold the Chiefs to 17 points, like, you should probably be able to win that game. But the Bengals defense has just been brutal. They are 31st in the NFL in explosive plays allowed. They are bottom 5 in the NFL in yards per play allowed. Like, Lou Amorano's defense, they do not have the horses this year. And I'm also expecting Jake Browning to turn the ball over a couple times, which should give the Jags good field position. So first play here, over 23.5 team total points for the Jags.
All right, who's getting in the end zone for the Jaguars tonight since they're going to score all those points?
All right, I'm going with Calvin Ridley. To me, there's something kind of interesting happening here in the prop market for them, which is like, the markets are not really buying that Calvin Ridley is, you know, back. Like, he's definitely priced up a little bit from that run where he had about 7 fantasy points for a month of the season. But I also think Zay Jones is way worse than the market thinks, and I definitely think Evan Ingram is way worse than the market thinks. Like, Evan Ingram is trying to break Deontay Johnson's record for last season, most targets without a touchdown. Deontay Johnson last season, 123 targets, no touchdowns. Evan Ingram right now is at 82 targets with no touchdowns. I think that's kind of, I mean, I don't think it's by accident. I think Calvin Ridley is their best red zone weapon. I think that this is priced pretty appropriately. So I like this one here.
Yep. A quick first touchdown, Davis. You got to have somebody for me for first touchdown tonight. Let's go.
All right. First touchdown, I will give you Irv Smith Jr. for the Bengals. He's actually running more routes than Tanner Hudson, but he's behind him in the market over on BetMGM. And if you want a fun one for the Jaguars, I will give you D'Ernest Johnson for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They've been talking about limiting ETN a little bit. ETN coming into this game, legit questionable. I'll give you D'Ernest Johnson.
There you go. All right, NBA tonight, 2 quarterfinal games in season tournament. The winners will move on to Vegas on Thursday night. Why don't we start with the Celtics and the Pacers in the East?
All right, I'm gonna go the other way than what I think everyone else is gonna do on this game, which is I'm gonna take the under between these two teams. I don't doubt Tyrese Halliburton and his ability to just immediately make an offense better, but the Celtics defense is unbelievable, second best defense in the NBA. But weirdly, their offense just okay. The Celtics offense is good, not great. You know, kind of 10th in the NBA, right around there. That to me seems like a recipe. And by the way, I do think these teams are going to be trying pretty hard in these games. Like they want that vacation. They want that prize money. So I'm going to be going here with the under in this game.
And Kings and the Pelicans late night. Winner will play the winner of the Lakers and Suns tomorrow.
Yeah, this one's easy for me. I'm taking the Kings here. Fox back, playing well. Kind of been on the short side of Zion quite a bit this season. Like, he just doesn't look quite – like something is just not quite right with the Pelicans. I mean, I think obviously their record reflects that a little bit. I'm on the – here.
And, you know, they beat the Kings twice early in the season. It was one of those same city, back-to-back. They played them twice in New Orleans over a three-day stretch. Though it was in the stretch where Fox missed both of those games, Davis. So I think if Fox plays in those games, they win at least one, maybe both, so much to their offense. Davis, let's cash him tonight. Big night ahead. I will see you back here tomorrow on the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Davis Maddock, Pharrell Coast to Coast. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High and Joe Ranieri in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, Joe, I want to finish this up, and then we'll get into the college. I wanted to give you this Trevor Lawrence number. Me and you both sound like we're on the Bengals tonight, getting the fat number, the 10-piece down in Duval County. Trevor Lawrence has never been a double-digit favorite in the NFL, ever. Lawrence is 2-3 straight up and 1-4 against the spread as a favorite of just 6 or more points. So it's from 6 to 10, or 6 to 9, I should say. He's been 1-4 ATS. Now you're putting a fat 10 up there against a team that, despite the quarterback, has some weapons that if they can get the football in their hands, could do some things, whether it's Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, et cetera, Joe. So that's where we sit with Lawrence. Next, I will give you the most bet prop for tonight, which is Evan Engram, over 4.5 receptions. That is the most bet player prop on Monday Night Football. 99% of the bets are on the over. How about we always love that? 99% of them. Nobody taking the under on the 4.5. Hold on, Joe. Let me get my phone out real fast and get that under 4.5 receptions for Evan Engram. The most bet touchdown is Travis Etienne. He's minus 140 right now, but he's the most bet. Etienne actually hasn't scored, it says here, in the last 3 weeks. So everyone going to the window for Etienne. But that means, Joe, of course, and then you can let me know what you think about all this, I will not be going to the window with Etienne either here. I don't know how many points are going to be scored in this game tonight. 13-1 to the under on Monday Night Football so far this year. But we still have to give, we got to put at least a couple tickets in on some guys to score touchdowns just in case it happens. Christian Kirk at plus 160. For me, Joe Mixon at plus 140. Evan Engram has not scored a touchdown this year. Davis just gave me some stat like he's trying to break Deontay Johnson's record from last year. Most targets in a season without scoring a touchdown. Let's change that tonight, Joe. Plus 180. Ridley first tutty for the Jags at 7-1. Chase first tutty for the Bengals at 12-1. Let's go, Joe.
I fully understand why the public is running to the window to play a tight end that has not scored a touchdown yet this weekend. And it is simply because just look at the last 4 or 5 games with this Bengals defense against opposing tight ends. Kittle lit him up for 149. Freiermuth lit him up for a $120 in the last one. They are one of the worst defenses at defending tight ends in the NFL. So I get it. Evan Engram, let's run to him. But you and I both know what happens in that spot. Whenever you give me 99.5, I'm good. I mean, as it is, the public is running to the window and betting this thing up from 8.5 during a week to now we're at 10. And I would not be shocked if this thing ticks up a little bit further. But I would go the other way. I would fade Mixon running the ball because, let's face it, they are not going to be able to run on this. They couldn't run with Burrow. They're not going to be able to run without him now. So I'm fading Mixon running, and I am going to go over the passing yardage prop for Browning. The only way they are going to be able to compete in this game, I think, is he's got to get the ball quickly into the Jamar Chases, the T. Higgins, and let those guys eat up as many yards after the catch as they possibly can. And next thing you know, we'll have 230, 240 yards somewhere in that ballpark.
Joe, you're right where I want to be, man. Let me tell you, I don't think they're going to be running the football at all tonight. I saw Mixon's receiving at either 17.5 or 18.5. I think that that's a world that we can live in here.
Yep.
If you have a chance to maybe alt his receiving numbers, 25, 40, whatever it is, I think that's a good spot. Or his receptions, yep. Joe, I think it's 3.5, 4 receptions, 5 receptions, maybe ladder that up. I think lots of checkdowns and screens to Joe Mixon tonight.
It's the only shot they have. They're not going to be able to play smash mouth football against this Jacksonville front. And they haven't done it all year. Again, this isn't even a Browning thing. It's just the offensive line has been terrible. They can't run the ball, which means the short passing game is going to be a substitute for running.
It certainly is. All right, Joe, there you go. Bengals and the Jags. We'll discuss a little bit more here on C2C in the final hour when Adam Kaplan stops by. Let's get to college football now, because we've been waiting, we've been debating, and we have, Joe, the final four teams, the college football semifinals. Unfortunately for the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee, they got the absolute, Joe, I thought the worst possible scenario they could have ever imagined happened to them over the weekend. We all thought Alabama beating Georgia was going to cause them a lot of headaches, but Alabama beating Georgia and nobody else losing, Florida State, Texas, Michigan, who we didn't expect to lose anyway, but still, nobody else losing plus the Alabama win was their worst nightmare. And I love when they sweat, Joe, and boy, did they have to sweat this weekend. Just unfortunate for them.
And it's so ironic that this has always been the case, though, right? Because we're talking about a four-team playoff model with five Power Five conferences, right? And then, of course, you have the occasional group of five undefeated team like we've seen in years past with Cincinnati and Desmond Ritter and all of that. And there's only four spots, so somebody is always going to be left. There is nothing different about this except for the fact that for the first time, and obviously the last time since this model is going away, they actually had to make a decision between a Power Five undefeated in the ACC versus a one-loss SEC team, and they went with the team that they felt was going to be, shall we say, more competitive. I mean, say what you want. Florida, it sucks for Florida State. I get it. But you know what? You got a trophy for winning the ACC. Congratulations. Nowhere does it say it's an automatic bid if you win all your games. It's never said that. It's always been about the four best, and unfortunately for Florida State, they are on the outside looking in because there is nothing even close to resembling the last 2 weeks of Florida State football compared to when they had their quarterback, Jordan Travis, here. Oh, and by the way, they're a 16-point dog against Georgia, who was a 6 seed. What in the world do you think would have happened? What would they have been against Michigan? That was their job. The committee's job was to give us the four best currently. It doesn't matter what you did. It's never mattered what you did, win and loss. It just matters how many are you the best team when it's all said and done? I think the four best are in. And by the way, Florida State, prove me wrong, the committee wrong. Go out and wipe the field with a backup quarterback against Georgia, and you will forever live in infamy at that point.
Right. And look, I think me and you both know, just because of how things have gone the last few years, I don't expect that to be the Georgia team that played Alabama on Saturday night. I think we know what's going to happen in that game, just like is going to happen in almost every other bowl game that isn't the national championship semifinals, and that is these kids are not going to play in the game. The Brock Bowers is not going to be there for Georgia that night. You know, Caleb Williams already isn't going to be there for USC in the dopey bowl game and play in the Holiday Bowl. I'm with you, Joe.
And you're still a 16-point dog.
and you're still a 16-point dog. I'd be absolutely furious if I was on that team, if I was a Florida State alum, if I was a Florida State fan, if I was anything to do with Florida State. You should still be screaming about not being in. I completely get it. But for the rest of us, this was the best possible outcome because we now have two games with so much juice on New Year's Day. I mean, you could, and nobody's going to, I know it sucks, but nobody's going to talk about Florida State on New Year's Day. They're just not because the games are too good. I mean, Michigan and Alabama playing in the road, you know, you got Texas and Washington, which could be a, I mean, geez, defense optional in that game, Joe. I mean, I think it's going to be an outstanding semis like we had last year in those two games. And I'm sorry, it sucks, but this is the best thing, I think, moving forward. Let's hear from a couple of them while we have some time with it. Here's Saban, and you knew this too. I'm stunned, Joe, and you're on social media all, you know, all day, all night. We're looking at these things. We're looking at everything. I was floored. There was so many people on Saturday night who actually thought that those suits in that room weren't going to put Alabama in the college football playoff after beating Georgia and winning the SEC. Has anybody watched this crew? And the names might change, but it's all the same story. They were never leaving the almighty SEC out of the college football playoff. Now, it wouldn't have stunned me if they screwed Texas and they screwed Florida State. They were never leaving Alabama out. Here is Saban yesterday after they got the call saying they deserved it.
Well, you know, there was a lot of concern about, you know, what I felt like our team deserved to be in the playoffs. They earned the right to be there. I was just very anxious and hopeful that they would get the opportunity to do that. So it made a bit of a sleepless night in a lot of ways. So we were trying to prepare for the opportunity if we got it, but also concerned about, you know, what opportunities we'd have if it didn't work out. But we're excited about the fact that it did, and I know our players are excited about it. And, you know, we're going into finals week here in the next couple of weeks, so they got to focus on academics and get ready to play in this game.
Focus on academics, Joe. I always love that. They got to focus on academics and get ready for this game. Yeah. Meanwhile, like it's like we're not going to do anything until January 1st. You know, we're just going to really hit the books. Meanwhile, you've got, you know, like the bottom division, which is playing like this monstrous 16-team playoffs every weekend for the next three or four weeks. They don't got any problems hitting the books, and they're all not going to play in the NFL. So it's amazing to me, Joe, like you said, how it's even gotten us this long to get to this point that we're going to 12 next year. Like it's, and I can't wait, man. It's going to be so good. There's traditionalists who don't like this. I got, you know, Lisi's been getting on me all year. This is going to ruin the regular season. It's going to ruin it. It's going to ruin that. Just think about the 11 games we're now going to get when the season is over, whether you like them or not. It's going to be fun, Joe. It's going to add to it. It's going to be great.
Well, I think what's, and this is obviously never going to be a problem again moving forward. If you're a Power Five and you go undefeated, you're going to be in the top five. Yeah. You're always going to be in the playoff. Then we're going to be arguing about three-loss mediocre teams, 10, 11, and 12. And then we're going to be watching the true divide. And again, at that point, that's it. Like, really, this is what it's come to. My fear is that there's so much mediocrity outside of the big boys, outside of those big brands, right? That it's, this ultimately is going to be a bloodbath in many, many, many spots. There's not going to be a whole lot of TCU versus Michigan outcomes like we saw last year. That is few and far between. I think it's going to be ugly the first couple of years through.
Yeah, and I think I saw if they would have went by this year's rankings, Florida State would have played Liberty. You would have got an Ohio State-Penn State rematch. You would have got Georgia against Ole Miss and Oregon against Missouri. Those would have been the four first-round matchups if we had the 12th team of this year. Coast to coast, we're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Joe Ranieri in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. It is time for this day in Carver High history. Here we go. 1956. Notre Dame quarterback Paul Hornung wins the Heisman, the pride of South Bend. 1961, Syracuse running back Ernie Davis taken first overall by Washington. Also in 61, Floyd Patterson knocks out Tom McNeely in the fourth round for the heavyweight championship of the world. 65, the game between the Knicks and the Sixers is postponed after Sixers owner Ike Richmond suffered a heart attack courtside and died. That is awful. 1982, Herschel Walker wins the Heisman Trophy. 88, Oilers center Jimmy Carson becomes just the third player to score six NHL hat tricks before the age of 21. It pays to play with Gretzky. 88, Orioles trade Eddie Murray to the Dodgers. 96, the Orlando Magic tie the NBA record with the fewest points scored since the inception of the 24-second clock. They lost 84-57 to the Cavs. Nice effort on that one. Hope you had the under. 97, the NBA suspends Latrell Sprewell for 1 year. That was when he attacked PJ Carlissimo. Bad scene. 2007, Brazilian midfielder Kaká is given the Ballon d'Or. 2017, the Giants fire Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese after a 2-10 start to the season. They also butchered the end of Eli Manning's streak, which is really why they were fired in the middle of the season. 2018, the NHL Board of Governors unanimously grant Seattle an expansion team, which would later become the Kraken, as they now are there in the Pacific Northwest. This day in Carver High history. We'll come back, Joe. Lot to do. We'll finish the college football. We've got Rick Haro today on a Monday on Coast to Coast. So look out for that. Adam Kaplan and Joe. Two NBA games tonight. A bunch of college basketball games, including Purdue and Iowa, and NHL, some pucks tonight as well. For El Coast to Coast on a Monday, Carver High and Joe Ranieri in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. Hour number three on the grid right after this.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.